A silent march is wending its way through parts of Seattle this afternoon. The event was organized by Black Lives Matter Seattle King County. Thousands of people heading from Judkins Park to Jefferson Park. KNKX's Gabriel Spitzer is following along. He's on the phone with us now. Gabriel, where are you right now?
Hi, Ed. I'm just off to the side a bit from this column of people making their way down 23rd Avenue. At the moment, I'm just south of where it crosses over I-90, and I know that this line of people stretches literally for miles from Jefferson to Judkins Park. And right now, everyone's just making their way quietly down the street.
Yeah, it stretches for miles. I mean, give us a sense of the size here.
It's hard to say, like, from my ground's eye view, but it is massive, strikingly large. I was in contact a little while ago, about a half hour ago, with our photographer who's out here toward the front of the line. I'm toward the back. He was already at Jefferson Park looking for me. I had not even left Judkins Park yet. So that means that the front of the line was there over this two-mile march route before the last fourth of it or so had even left the starting gate. So it's really quite substantial.
Both of us, I suspect, have been to a lot of marches as reporters. I don't know that I've ever been to a silent one. Can you talk a little bit about how that compares to other events you've seen?
It's very different. the cognitive dissonance of the size of the crowd and the very, very low level of noise. People are, by and large, just walking, not speaking. The march organizers ask people to march silently in order to honor the victims of police violence and racial injustice. And also, as a bit of a side note, to maybe lower the risk of spreading COVID-19, which experts think can go up when people are speaking loud or chanting or singing and spraying droplets everywhere. So it is a really striking experience to move among a crowd of thousands and be able to hear somebody clear their throat 20 feet away from you.
What are some of the demands you're hearing from the people who are in attendance today?
It's some of the things that we've been hearing about for the last several weeks, including defund police. But this particular march in Black Lives Matter Seattle King County has a sort of sharpened their ask there. They want the city to divest at least $100 million from the police force, starting with what they call the militarized portions of the police force. They want the city to then invest in community health, in other kinds of social programs, and they also demand that there be no new youth jail, which is something that voters approved several years ago and is underway.
All right, Gabriel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ed.
KNKX's Gabriel Spitzer reporting live as a giant march moves through Seattle this afternoon.